It wasn't the best of times, not just myself affected, but obviously my family too.
I think for many people who don't work in the area that you do, which is obviously a hugely difficult area, even on the best of days, probably can't imagine what your daily life was like. Before this had happened, what kind of day-to-day problems did you usually encounter?
Day-to-day, we usually had a few scuffles with people as we were getting them onto the aircraft. Obviously, we were trained for that situation because that was the job we did. We were the last port of call before people had to leave the country, and it was our job to make sure they left the country.
And what kind of advice did you used to get? I mean, clearly, this, for those people who you are putting on planes, would be a real, a line in the sand in their life and a hugely stressful one at that. What is the advice you generally get?
Work as a team, six-year training. Obviously, keep them as calm as possible. Advise them on different routes to take. And basically just stick to the job in hand. Don't antagonise, which we don't. We raise the escalation as they raise it. We don't go in and handcuff people just for the sake of it. We wait until there's a cause.
And presumably one of the things you're asked to look out for is body language. If there's any likelihood that you can see either a temper or a problem or something that isn't a matter of course. But clearly that is something you never spotted in this case when this incident happened to you. There was absolutely no warning that anything was unusual, was there?
From picking her up at Yarlswood right the way through to Gatwick, no, there was nothing out of the ordinary. Going through security, there were no problems. Prior to actually getting on the plane, there was a couple of questions, and her body language then started making us think she wasn't going to get on that easily, but still went through the protocol. Opened the door, one escort officer each side, took her by the arm to help her down the step, and continue from there.
And just talk about what happened at that moment.
Well, myself and my colleague, we had one arm each, like I said, helping her out, getting her onto the aircraft. As we took a step away from the vehicle, she yanked her arm away from my colleague and over towards me. I thought she was going to hit me, so I bowed my head slightly to take the full brunt on the crown. At that point, she grabbed hold of my body, and I wasn't quite sure what was happening. I thought, I'm coming with you anyway, so no point getting on top of me. My colleagues then yanked her off of me, and as she did so, there was searing pain coming from the left side of my face, and I thought, ow, she pulled out a load of her hair. And I went to grab her legs and continue getting her on the plane, at which point my team leader saw my face and said, no, put her back in the van, she's not going anywhere. At which point I realised there was something a bit more serious than hair missing. And then it's sort of this, the realisation sunk in that pain wasn't, there was too much blood appearing, she'd bitten me. And when I looked in the mirror, I could see there was an awful lot of blood, and I thought, this isn't nice.
Presumably, you're all too aware that every day has its risks in the job that you do, and it was just days before that you were bitten. Another officer, I think, suffered a similar attack by a perpetrator. Now, we've got this statement from G4S who say, we're not going to comment on this ruling, but the safety and security of our employees and those within our care is paramount to our operations. Now, given the fact that it is a dangerous environment and given what they say, do you think enough is done? Do you think there are other methods that could be employed to protect staff like you?
I'll answer those in stages. Yes, I agree that G4S do what they can for their employees, as does any security company. But there is an awful lot more that can be done. Obviously, we go to countries all over the world and we see how people are dealt with all over the world in similar situations. And our country is by far the least protected out of all of them. It's nothing that security companies can do because they take their lead from the government and immigration service above. So it's people above that need to really get out of their seats and go and see what happens in other countries and experience it before they come back and tell us how to protect our people.
You've won more than £100,000 in compensation, which I imagine potentially will not go that far based on what your future employment might be. You obviously are now a former employee of G4S. What do you think the future holds for you?
Well, I get up each day. I go looking for a job. I take each day as it comes. My ideas of planning for the future don't exist that much anymore because I've seen how quickly the future can be taken away. As for the money, yes, a lot of it has already been accounted for because I've had a lot of medical treatment, operations and counselling.